Good morning. 10:56. Yeah, 10:56 on Friday, December 6, 2024. Here on a blue sky morning east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. A couple of long streaks. I can't tell. I think they're probably dispersing contrails up there. I don't think they're actually clouds. Off above the mountains, there's some very, very high, thin clouds off over there. But other than that, it's a beautiful blue sky morning. Mid-40s. It's a little bit chilly, but the sun is really warm. Walking in the shade is cool. Walking in the sun is warm. And I think I've got pretty much sunlight all the rest of the way home now. So, should be fine. Ah. Almost done with book 13. I got the all of the DLCs for X4 as an early Christmas present. Got them on sale, major sale. It was a big sale, and so I got an early Christmas present. Got them all downloaded. The game is insane now because there's all of these extra things, all these other kinds of ships, all these other factions, all this other stuff going on now. I tried some of the timelines. Timelines were, in fact, the practice that I thought would be really good to have. So, yeah, it's cool. All right, that's it. That's all I got. The next 18 minutes are going to be pretty grim, I'm afraid. There's not a lot to talk about today. It's a beautiful morning. I'll go that far, I'll tell you. It's a gorgeous morning out here. I almost forgot I was going to walk. I had my breakfast, and I thought, well, you know, it's 25 degrees. And I'll wait till it warms up a little bit. Then I sat on my computer, went down through my RSS feeds, checked in a little bit with Mastodon. It's really easy just to keep hitting refresh on Mastodon. And I follow enough people that, as always, you know, if I look away for 20 minutes, there's 200 things to read. And so it's really easy. To get lost. And it's nice. It's not doom scrolling. There's a lot of doom in it, yeah. But it's not all doom. The today tag. It's always fun stuff in the today tag. The daily haiku prompt is always fun. Yeah, I'm still writing haiku every day. Got to put together the prompts tomorrow for the next week. I don't have any idea why I picked these words. Some of them were from the list of the 500 essential haiku words, the Kaigo words. I keep calling it Kigo, but I'm pretty sure it should be Kaigo. The seasonal words. And we are in the winter season. We're in midwinter, as I've said often in the past, the various solar quarters, the two solstices, the two equinoxes are midpoints of the season for haiku purposes, not the astronomical beginning that we use. And it's an interesting challenge. It's like, okay, I've got all these prompts, but I have people who are following the prompt from down under, and it's not winter there. It's summer. It wasn't fall, it was spring. And And I don't know how I feel about having parallel lists for winter and summer. It seems like there should be, but since Japan, which is the sort of source, metaphorical mother for haiku, is in the north, it's sort of like I feel obligated to follow the seasons as they are in Japan, not necessarily as they are where everybody might be. And I'm not sure that's the right approach. I really am not. I'm coming up on my second anniversary. Pretty astonishing that I should have written that many haiku. I don't feel like I always have to. Well, okay, be loud, I don't care. I'll wait while you take your noisy ass car out of the way. I don't usually hear that many manual transmissions anymore. So yeah, it's coming up on 2 years. Haiku day, every day. Same with the morning thoughts, I think. It's very close anyway. I don't know that I start them at the same time, but. Hello, Blue Jay. Speaking of Blue Jays, I took the advice of a friend and tried putting out some peanuts in a shell, unsalted, roasted peanuts in a shell for the squirrels to see if that would keep them out of the bird seed. And it seems to. I don't have a good feeder for them yet. I scattered a bunch of them on the rails of the fence that the squirrels use for their trail. And then put some more in a little paperboard tray. And apparently somebody found them because there's nothing left in either place. Including, I'm not seeing a lot of shells. It's like, are they eating the shells too? Are they eating it shells and all? Which, I guess, okay. Everybody needs a little fiber. But it doesn't take them long. A few minutes and they're gone. So, I don't know. And I've got some squirrel feeders coming, and another bird feeder. Let's see how it works out. So wandering in, still totally engaging. It's easy to lose hours of time. Reading it. Partway through book 13 and still, 14. 13 and still, still going strong. Guy in his riding lawnmowers, running around in circles, grinding up leaves. A huge plume of dust. Noisy mower. Oh my God. The day of loud sounds, I guess. What is this guy doing? Some guy in a yellow vest walking along. Going up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. So anyway, yeah, I keep getting sucked into the story, and I keep looking at it like, why am I being sucked into this story? And part of it is, of course, that it's very well timed. You know, something will happen, and you get to a break point. You get to a and then what happens point, and the perspective shifts. You go to someplace else, you go to someone else, you go here, there, or everywhere. The story unfolds, and you sort of have to remember what these other people were doing in this place, or when they were talking about that place, and then suddenly the people who were there run into this other group, this other team, these other people who are suddenly there for other purposes. What is this guy doing? He's taking pictures. That's what he's doing. Not exactly sure why he's taking pictures, but okay. Figure out how to get around him. Surveyor thing. He's got some sort of backpack and wearing stuff that he's not identified very clearly. Oh, and that was a garbage truck, just so, like, we needed a little bit of extra noise here. Undo the jacket. I'm only wearing a couple of hoodies. Oh, well, a hoodie and a fleece overcoat. It's not really more than warm enough. I saw a few geese earlier, along with an interesting two-engine airplane I'd never seen flying around here before. I don't know if it's a warbird or just somebody's got a two-engine airplane flying around northeast Colorado. I don't know. Some more trees. These locust trees that are still fully leafed. They're all turned, but they're still there. And there's one in the corner too. Some sort of ash, I think. Almost all of its leaves, all of them turned color, but still hanging on. Probably won't last through the next snowstorm, which, by the way, we're expecting on like maybe Sunday, maybe tomorrow. That's one of the reasons I wanted to make sure I got out today. I've already used up two of my days this month, so I need to clear the first 6 days so I can start again. So here I am walking on the 6th. If I can walk through the 9th without taking a day off, that would be good. Keep me on track for later in the month, like Christmas morning, when I'm probably not going to walk. I have to put a day in the bank for that. But 40 miles in a month seems eminently doable. It's like, okay, yeah. 60, I'm not going to get 60. But, okay, 40, maybe. Let's see if we can do it 2 months in a row. Let's see if we can do it 3 months in a row. Let's see how long we can make it last. If we fail, we fail. If we make it, we make it. Making it is a bonus. Headed. A little water with the whistle. Walk up beside the park here. There's not a lot of goose action going here today. The breeze seems to have died down. I can hear car traffic way off in the distance. Maybe. did get my groceries done. I did get my laundry done yesterday. I got a book sent off. Somebody asked for a book for Christmas. Got that signed and sent. It should be arriving. Soon. Should be arriving in time. Let's put it that way. The willows seem to have lost most of their leaves. They're just looking bare-limbed and yellow at the moment. Where's that plane again? It looks like some kind of warbird. It's got the rounded wingtips and an odd paint job. Maybe just some rich dude in his private plane, I don't know. Which is what you actually would have to classify a warbird as. Interesting, this guy, next door neighbor, guy across the street, put up a nice fence with a finished top, has a U-channel, and the tops of all of the palings fit into this little channel at the top, and a very clean look. And a few months ago, he went through and pulled out half of the sections and replace them with this. It looks like galvanized metal. Painted metal. Corrugated. And it doesn't fit the channel. They're just bolted on. I didn't know better. I'd say they were spruce or something. Get a little bubbly edge across the top. And it's an interesting texture for what was a really uniform looking fence. Now it's sort of like, okay, interesting choice. Anyway, guess where I am? If you guessed the back gate, you'd be right. That's the point where I say, tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.